Good afternoon. Blustery and cool again today with limited sunshine. In fact, with a disturbance passing through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we may even see a couple of spotty showers as we get into the afternoon. Temperatures will climb, but pretty much hold in the middle 50s for afternoon highs. But with that wind, it'll feel even cooler throughout the day. Overnight tonight, the skies will clear out as high pressure builds in, and it'll be a cold night with widespread frost throughout the region. Temperatures will go down to, if not well below, freezing by early tomorrow morning. For tomorrow, we'll return to sunshine, not nearly as cool, but still a little bit below average, with highs in the lower 60s. On Wednesday, we'll have even milder air flowing into the region, but as that happens, we'll see clouds develop during the day and even the chance of a late-day shower as the high-pressure center drifts off the eastern seaboard, giving way to a warm front. Behind that front, temperatures will push up toward the 70-degree mark by late afternoon. Even milder air on Thursday in the mid-70s with a mix of sun and clouds before the next weak front comes through on Friday. Still very little in the way of precipitation with this front. Behind it, though, temperatures will be in the lower 70s on Friday afternoon and into the day on Saturday. Another front will approach on Sunday, and temperatures will be up into the mid-70s behind that front with the chance of rain showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. An upper-level trough will quickly approach the Pacific Northwest during the day today and move inland later on toward evening. Meanwhile, a cold front is forecast to move southeastward across northeastern Oregon, northern Idaho, and western Montana. Low-level convergence along the wind shift will produce a focus for thunderstorm development as surface temperatures warm during the day. Instability combined with wind shear should be sufficient for supercell development, especially in areas that destabilize the most. Cold temperatures aloft, associated with the approaching trough, could be favorable for large hail production. In addition, temperature dew point spreads of 25 to 30 degrees Fahrenheit may help enhance downdraft speeds, resulting in damaging wind gusts. And an unseasonably cold air mass will continue to take hold across most of the eastern part of the country. Many areas from the Midwest to the Northeast are under frost and freeze advisories and warnings. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Bemidji, Fauston, and Wasquish, all in Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 60, Boston mostly sunny near 60, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs near 50 degrees. The average high temperature at Albany today, 69 degrees. The average low, 46. The record high, 86, set in 2004 and in 1991. And the record low, 30, in 2005 and in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:35 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:09 p.m. 14 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and cold today with a few scattered showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s, though staying in the 40s across the higher terrain. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers, highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows near 30. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a few scattered showers and highs in the mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight with widespread frost and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, not quite as cool, in the lower 60s. Sunshine giving way to clouds and a late-day shower Wednesday near 70. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, mild mid-70s. A bit cooler Friday, but still nice, with a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze, lower 70s. Partly sunny, lower 70s Saturday, and a chance of shower Sunday with highs back into the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.